also part of this? Answer. Well, life insurance, there are different kinds of life insurance depending on when you open them, how long you've had them. Generally speaking, when you've had a life insurance for a long time, the income tax is cancelled if you haven't for more than 8 years. But if you decide to have an annuity based on a life insurance, then you are taxed on it because it's considered to be an income based on a pecuniary transaction. So that's something individual which you'd need to raise with your tax officer when dealing with your individual case. I'd now like to look into something rather perhaps unusual. Perhaps you're going to be UN retirees and you may get a French pension as well. You may have worked in France, for instance. In France, we have these things called CSG and CRDS. These are welfare contributions, the generalized welfare contribution, CGS and CRDS, which is the contribution to the paying back of the social debt. This is what it's called, CRDS. Now, if you have French income and you're living in France, all of this income is subject to these contributions. You pay these welfare contributions on your salary and your income. Now, if your source of income is not from a French source, there isn't any CSG or CRDS. They don't pay this because they are not obligatorily enrolled with a French health insurance scheme. Generally speaking, all of you have United Nations health insurance, and therefore you don't pay CSG and CRDS because you fall under the United Nations health insurance regime. But when you retire, you may have an exclusively foreign sourced income, your UN income, and then even if you decide to set up in France, you're not obliged to be affiliated, to be enrolled in French Social Security. But you're not subject to CSG and CRDS. But suppose you have your UN pension and you have another source of income. Now, if you have a French income, then you are required to be enrolled in French Social Security. And then, because you have to be part of it, you have to pay the CSG and CRDS on everything, including your UN income. Now, CSG and CRDS is 8.6% of your entire income. And I want this to be absolutely clear to you, because it's something that it's a difficulty that we encounter. Suppose you only have a foreign source income, then you have no CSG and CRDS on that regime. But if you are mandatorily enrolled in French Social Security, both your French income source pension, unless you specifically, expressly give up the French social security system, the French medical system. But you could talk to them, that's a different department, and find out about this. Now, for instance, very often we have retirees who used to work at the CERN, and when they retire, they expressly state what they want, whether they want the French Social Security for medical insurance or they don't expressly. refuse it, and then they are automatically, so they either keep this special health insurance regime that they have, and they don't pay the CSG and CRD on the UN pension or the CERN pension. But if they keep the specific regime and they don't use French Social Security, because they have a French retirement source and they haven't expressly denied or refused French medical coverage, then they must be enrolled in French Social Security, and then they must pay CSG and CRDS on all of their income, including their CERN.